Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. Expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv with a comfortable breeze. Jerusalem will enjoy a warm afternoon. Haifa is also experiencing mild conditions, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF killed a Hamas commander and struck a weapons production site near an aid center in Gaza earlier today. The IDF accuses Hamas of systematically violating the ceasefire to rebuild its military capabilities. Also, from Israel, Hayom Hebrew just this morning, a suspicious aerial identification prompted IDF forces near the border to act. It turned out to be a false alarm, but residents of Nir Yitzhak were briefly instructed to seek shelter. Also this hour, Maaliv reports that former President Trump is pressing issues while Iran threatens to halt oil exports from the Persian Gulf if American economic pressures persist. Separately, Israel Hayom shares a video of an embarrassing incident in Vietnam. An Israeli tourist confronted locals after refusing to pay a nominal fee at a popular cafe. And finally, JNS discusses the illusion of peace with Tehran. They argue that little will change for Iranians or the broader region while the current regime remains in power. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared minutes ago that Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority has issued new rules for ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz. Violations could lead to significant restrictions or even seizure of vessels. Visegrad 24 posted recently about Dr. Ahmed Mataria, a Palestinian-American dentist who has been posting anti-Zionist rhetoric online since the October 7th attacks, including calls for violence against Zionists. Middle East 24 reported less than an hour ago that Iran's Basij paramilitary force has been exposed using children as human shields during military demonstrations. Human rights advocates have condemned these actions as violations of international protections for youth. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's latest operations in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the recent strikes targeted key Hamas infrastructure, aiming to disrupt its military rebuilding efforts. This comes amid ongoing tensions and ceasefire violations that the IDF attributes to Hamas's strategic maneuvers. The implication here is a potential escalation if ceasefire breaches continue. Turning to the incident near Nir Yitzhak, as reported by Israel Hayom Hebrew. Earlier today, a false alarm triggered by a suspicious aerial sighting led to temporary lockdowns. The situation was resolved without incident, but it underscores the heightened state of alert in border areas. Residents are reminded of the ever-present threats and the importance of readiness. Meanwhile, Iran's threat to block oil exports, highlighted by Maariv, comes amid increased U.S. economic pressures. Iran's response signals a potential for heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf, which could impact global oil markets. This standoff affects regional stability and energy security worldwide. On the diplomatic front, the cafe incident in Vietnam, reported by Israel Hayom, has drawn attention on social media. It highlights cultural misunderstandings and the importance of respectful engagement abroad. Such incidents can impact Israel's image internationally. Finally, JNS's analysis of Iran's political situation suggests that despite surface-level diplomatic efforts, the repressive Iranian regime remains unchanged. This stasis presents ongoing challenges for regional peace efforts and international diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that Anthropic is approaching a crisis just before a massive IPO. Business customers in the U.S. are opting for cheaper models over its Fable 5, affecting the company's market position. Separately, Katech informs us that Israel is developing homegrown alternatives to U.S. precision munitions. Rafael and Elbit are tasked with creating heavy bombs modeled on American JDAMs, with mass production aimed for mid-2027. And finally, Israel Hayom Business finds joy in the kitchen with Soltam's pasta pot, making cooking easier. They also highlight L'Oreal's compact and multifunctional makeup solutions, reflecting consumer trends towards convenience and efficiency. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. please verify key details independently.